Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, get your bets in. The Supreme Court has made a major ruling on sports gambling. With Prince Harry and Meghan Markle saying, I do this weekend, what could go wrong? We'll take a look back at royal wedding mishaps. And the inspiring story of a man who gave blood nearly every week for 60 years. You won't believe how many lives he saved.
But first, 28 people died from carbon monoxide poisoning and 45 others were injured since 2006 because they didn't shut off the keyless ignition in their cars. That's according to a report in the New York Times. Keyless ignition is a feature that allows drivers to start and stop their car with the press of a button while an electronic key device is in their pocket. No actual key is inserted or taken out of the car. The Times report says the world's leading automotive standards group called for a safety feature that would involve a series of beeps if the car was still running and the electronic key was not near the car. And the group also suggested that in some cases, the engine should even shut off automatically. The Times report went on to say the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration proposed a federal regulation based on that idea, which it said would only cost pennies on the car. But that plan went nowhere after the auto industry opposed it. For now, it is up to car makers to incorporate warning features voluntarily. Now, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, I'm hearing that American Airlines has made a big policy change.
That's right, Richard. American Airlines has a new support animal policy. Goats, hedgehogs, and more are now banned from flying. But trained miniature horses will be allowed. Passengers with support animals will have to submit extra documentation at least 48 hours before the flight. If you're not using your vacation days, you're not alone. 52% of employees report having unused vacation days at the end of the year. And get this, last year, Americans forfeited 212 million paid vacation days. That's over $60 billion in lost benefits. Seattle has approved a tax on large businesses that will charge them about $275 per full-time worker annually. The city expects to raise $48 million a year to pay for affordable housing and homeless services.
So, Nicole, what companies are involved in this?
Well, two big ones are Amazon and Starbucks. Amazon saying it was disappointed with the decision. Critics say Seattle's tax could threaten the booming local economy and drive away jobs.
Very interesting. We'll see what happens. Nicole, in New York, thank you.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent a kidney surgery this week. The White House said the issue with her kidney was benign, but did require medical attention. President Trump tweeted that she's doing well and is expected to leave the hospital in the next few days. And in Hawaii, the lava continues to flow on the Big Island, with scientists cautioning it could last for weeks. Nearly 2,000 people have already been evacuated, and officials are calling it a serious situation with severe conditions. And the World Health Organization is hoping to globally eliminate the use of trans fats by 2023. It's been determined these fats have harmful health effects, causing 500,000 premature deaths every year. Artificial trans fats are commonly found in fried foods, snack foods, and baked goods. Now, check out this dinosaur. I mean, alligator. This massive beast was just walking along a golf course in South Carolina. And look at those deer in the background. That just gives you an idea of how huge this thing is. And with that, let's go to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear Taraji P. Henson announced some big news.
That's right, Kristen. Taraji P. Henson is engaged, and the lucky man is 34-year-old former NFL player Calvin Hayden. Now, Taraji announced the good news via Instagram, sharing a photo of the ring and captioning it, "Yes, I said yes, y'all." We also could see a plate with cake and chocolate-covered strawberries in the background. But before you ask, no cookies for Cookie this time. In other news, he didn't interrupt an award show for, but Chance the Rapper might be an even bigger fan of Beyonce than Kanye. During his commencement speech at Dillard University this past weekend, Chance boldly said that Beyonce's performance at Coachella had surpassed all of Michael Jackson's performances ever. And that's why I call taking a chance. And speaking of great performers, Pink recently announced that her tour was extended through 2019 and that it was up to her kids to decide when all the traveling would stop. Pink told Red Book magazine that daughter Willow, who is 6, and Jameson, who's 16 months, are the priority, so it's up to them. One piece of advice, kids, the more mommy tours, the better those Christmas presents are going to be. Anyway, that's this week's Dish. We'll see you next time.
Well, you got a good point there. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting married this weekend, and what could possibly go wrong? Well, if we take a page out of previous royal weddings, there's plenty of room for disaster. For example, after Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge got married, one of the horses in their procession got spooked and tossed the cavalry guardsman down onto the ground, although neither ended up injured. Or who could forget when an adorable 5-year-old bridesmaid tripped over Princess Diana's 25-foot-long train on her wedding dress. And of course, Prince Charles flubbed his vows when marrying Diana, saying he promised to share all his goods instead of all of his worldly goods. But we'll just have to wait for Saturday to see if everything goes as planned with Prince Harry and Meghan on their big day.
As you know, ice helps swelling and can even reduce puffiness under our eyes. But applying ice directly to your skin can cause irritation and even ice burns, which is why we've got today's top 30 steal, a Revive Professional Ice Roller at a special 72% discount. This ice massager boosts circulation to reduce puffiness, improve skin tone, fight against blemishes and wrinkles, soothe redness, and brighten under eye circles. It also ensures smooth skin for flawless makeup application. Simply leave it in your freezer for 4 hours and reap all the beauty benefits. The Revive Professional Ice Roller retails for $70, but today you can buy it for just $19. That's a 72% discount. You can get this right now at shoptop30.com while they last. Now, here's an interesting story. The Supreme Court struck down a federal law that banned gambling on sporting events, giving states the opportunity to legalize sports betting. That federal law was passed in 1992. Legislators said it was to preserve the integrity of games and protect it from mafia influence. New Jersey argued against the law and tried to legalize sports gambling 3 times, the latest in 2014. But the court stopped the state each time. So New Jersey's lawyers took the case to the Supreme Court, arguing it's a state's rights issue. The Supreme Court agreed. Justice Samuel Alito wrote for the majority, saying Congress can regulate sports gambling directly, but if it elects not to do so, each state is free to act on its own. He went on to say the law banning gambling was not consistent with the Constitution. New Jersey state leaders previously said they would be ready to accept bets within 2 weeks of the court's ruling. 12 other states supported New Jersey in its case, but have not given any details on their potential timeline.
Kensington Palace has issued a statement on behalf of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, asking for understanding for Meghan's father. Thomas Markle reportedly staged paparazzi photos of himself preparing for the royal wedding. Meghan's half-sister, Samantha, says it was her idea and that the media fallout has left her father humiliated. Back home in the United Kingdom, the press and the Daily Mail in particular have made a big thing of this, which is what they're citing is what they call hypocrisy, in that Thomas Markle had asked for privacy from the press and yet had posed for these photos. But I think it's entirely understandable. On the one hand, to say he's in a position he didn't ask for and doesn't, it's scary.
Yeah.
And he's being followed by paparazzi in cars and they jump out of bushes and he said, please stop that. I think it's possible to not want that. But on the other hand, like, agree to pose for a photo that makes it look like you're engaged by your daughter's wedding.
Right.
He's not done much wrong.
What gets me is the half-sister, Samantha.
Yeah.
You know, Samantha says it's the media's fault, yet she is going on television shows like Good Morning Britain.
She can't go anywhere without being followed. And really, it's quite atrocious.
She's in the, you know, in the media, talking. If I were Meghan, I would be like, will you stop?
I know.
They're reportedly not close, estranged even for a decade or so. So it's all very sad when something like this happens, like a beautiful royal wedding, and then there's the negative stuff.
The British public won't care. It's a tiny thing that he did. And if he turned up at Windsor Castle, he'd get a standing ovation the moment the crowd saw him.
Yeah, there's a few days left, so we'll see
what happens.
Okay, how about this story? A California restaurant has a very controversial policy about children. They aren't allowed to cry or make loud noises. The owner of Old Fisherman's Grotto in Monterey denies they've banned kids, but they don't allow strollers and high chairs. Some Yelp reviews say it's discrimination, but other customers support the policy. You know, I will not be going to this restaurant. What gets me is the reason why they say no booster chairs and such. And the reason is because it's difficult to have full access just to get to and around tables, as if the millions of other restaurants have such a hard time navigating the restaurant because of these horrible booster chairs.
Although booster chairs do look a bit ugly, strollers are annoying, and it is unpleasant when kids cry in restaurants. My dad used to walk out when I was a kid. If a baby was crying in a restaurant, he'd just go. I'd be like, where's dad gone?
Yeah, but it's not some horrible... Your dad disappeared. Dad, it's not some horrible big thing. Okay, you know what? You were a child once, and you know what? Owners of the restaurant, so were you. It's not the biggest problem.
I am a child now.
But let's get that straight.
It sounds like an idea come up with by like a cranky old fisherman, doesn't it? That just suits the name of the restaurant.
You know, well, the negative publicity is actually working for them because those who don't like it don't go, like me, and those who do realize they're going to get a quiet dining experience.
I think we can both say for certain that neither of us will be going to cranky old Fisherman's Grotto.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, Byron Brooks hasn't had the easiest path in life. He grew up with his great-grandparents because his mom gave birth to him while she was in prison. He even spent a period of his life homeless. But his love of music helped him persevere through hardship, and he graduated as class president from Henry Ford Community College. He plans to continue his education in music, and his ultimate goal is to open an artist development center for at-risk youth. In our second story from KTVU, the El Cerrito Police Department and the Latino Peace Officers Association are donating a patrol car to Puerto Rico. Ever since Hurricane Maria, many police officers on the island have been patrolling on foot since the storm destroyed many police cars. And association member Stephen Fajardo said it's important to keep Puerto Rico top of mind.
So there is still a big need, and I think people are forgetting about Puerto Rico, but through this gesture, we want to remind people that Puerto Rico still has some issues and they need everybody's help.
In our final story from Fox 4 Dallas, Toby is an Australian shepherd who was born without his two front legs. He managed to get around only using his hind legs, but that put pressure on his back. But thanks to donations from the community, the Humane Society of North Texas was able to get Toby a set of wheels, which will act as his front legs. Toby is still getting used to the new device, but once he does, he'll be put up for adoption so he can find a forever home. There may be a simple solution to being more creative at work. Just switch up your location. Research shows a change of scenery can spark new ideas, and I totally agree. You know, I always do this if I'm having like writer's block or I'm doing a creative project and I'm feeling like, I don't know, constrained in some way. I just switch my location, go to a coffee shop, go to the beach, somewhere like that.
A change is as good as a rest.
Yes.
Who said that?
Who?
Lots of people. I think it's just what's the saying. Yeah, you're just, because your surroundings have changed, and you will often take yourself somewhere more beautiful because it's somewhere you're choosing to go. You're engaging with the environment. Mm-hmm. And I think you are just somehow mentally opening yourself up. And like, it's great.
We should do the show from the beach.
Exactly. That's what this whole conversation is about. I hope you're listening, Fox. A Miami high school is facing backlash after video from its prom showed a caged tiger at the event. The video shows the animal pacing back and forth, and experts say the tiger looks agitated. The school released a statement saying, "We recognize this decision has offended some, and for that we apologize, although it was in a controlled environment and handled by professionals approved by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation. We understand how some individuals may be concerned." Is it that bad? Is it that bad?
I think it is just because, you know, if you look at the many studies on animals, you know, their behavior, when a wild animal like a tiger is pacing, it's a coping mechanism to deal with the stress of being in captivity. So by the time you see a tiger pacing, they're already under stress.
I thought just said a change of environment is good for you. Look, I read this line. It says, "A Miami high school is facing backlash after video from his prom showed a caged tiger at the event." I read it and I was thinking, sorry, would these people rather the tiger wasn't caged?
Stop it.
Is that what they want?
I don't think so. The tiger needs to be in the wild. It honestly, it just makes me feel some weird type of way when they're a caged wild animal.
No, I'm a huge believer in animal rights. I actually am. But I also don't see why birds, lemurs, tigers shouldn't be denied the joy of attending a prom.
Okay. Well, let's keep it moving, shall we? About 3,000 people in Sweden surgically implanted microchips into their body. Those microchips can be used to replace key cards, IDs, even train tickets. You can go to the gym, scan your hand, and get in. You know, the chip is about the size of a grain of rice. It's really, really tiny. It's injected into the person's hand.
Minimal pain. Like, it doesn't hurt much, apparently.
Just a little pinch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like an injection, isn't it? It's a very similar thing.
Yeah, what do you think about this?
If this really took off in mass numbers, then you walk up to the train ticket barriers and they just open automatically.
Yeah.
You know, that you actually, when you pay for things, it is just your very presence that allows you to pay for things. You're not rummaging around for cards and cash.
And that's the future, actually, the cash and the medical information.
I mean, it sounds like something out of a 1980s Arnold Schwarzenegger movie,
like
Total Recall or something.
Yeah, I hate to be predictable, but it just makes me feel weird to
think that. Harder to hack, though, isn't it? Because you, like, you can steal a key, but what you can't do is, like, chop someone's hand off and, you know, wave that against a barrier.
If it were an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, they maybe would chop the hand off.
I think the fact that our future is determined by Arnold Schwarzenegger's past is a wonderful thing.
Could be.
Top 30, we'll be right back. Utah high school student sparked a national debate when she wore a traditional Chinese dress to prom. Critics said it was an example of cultural appropriation, while the girl said she meant no disrespect. Katie Couric examined some vintage fashion from Versace, who had a shirt that featured a Native American, and designer Todd Oldham, who created a romper with a print featuring a Middle Eastern character.
I was looking at an Instagram photo of Johnny Weir.
Yeah.
And I thought, is that an homage to Asian culture, or is it somehow claiming it as his own?
Listen, I can say that as an Asian person, I'm not offended by that at all. If we start to put the label on top of everything, because yes, we can definitely dig and find appropriation in almost everything, we're going to lose the creativity of what this industry is about.
Watch The Age of Outrage on America Inside Out with Katie Couric at 10, 9 Central Wednesday on Nat Geo.
A new poll reveals that more than half of Canadians don't believe marriage is necessary anymore. Only two age ranges found the idea of marriage either very important or somewhat important. And those were 18 to 24-year-olds and those over the age of 65. Statistics Canada reports that more than 20% of all couples are living common law instead of actually being married, a stat that has more than tripled since 1981. Shachi Curl of the Angus Reid Institute said, "You see really significant numbers of people across those age demographics who are not convinced of the importance of marriage and who are not convinced of its necessity or relevance even when there's a child involved." By asking the same questions asked by the Pew Research Center in the U.S., results show that Americans place a much stronger significance on marriage, with more than two-thirds saying it was important. One New Jersey police department has come up with an interesting way to connect with their community. But you might be surprised where they got their new vehicle. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with more. Hi, Mike.
Oh, Kristen, quite interesting. Yes, it's Riverside, New Jersey. So they have this vehicle. They're calling it the Fun Zone vehicle. It's a way of interacting, well, the police with the community, especially the young people of the town. Well, here's an interesting sidebar story. How did they get this vehicle? Well, the police were investigating this man who was driving around in this vehicle. This guy was trying to meet underage girls. In fact, they nabbed him and the vehicle when he thought he was meeting a 13-year-old girl. They stop him, grab his vehicle, and now they're calling this truck the Community Fun Zone vehicle.
Mike, aren't some parents upset that the police are using a predator's vehicle for kids now?
Oh, I think it's weird. I think a lot of people think it's weird. But this is the way the police explain it. No matter what the vehicle was used for in the past, bad, bad, it's now being used for good, good. It shows that the police are indeed a part of the community.
Well, I'm not sure this approach is the best one, but their intention is good all the same. Thanks, Mike. Top 30, we'll be right back. Saving just one person's life would make anybody a hero. But one man in Australia is credited with saving the lives of 2.4 million babies. James Harrison has donated blood almost every week for over 60 years. Harrison said he was inspired to become a blood donor after he underwent major chest surgery when he was 14. But the reason why Harrison has had such a huge impact is because of his extremely rare blood type. Harrison's blood contains an antibody that can be used to make anti-D injections. It's a vaccine given to expectant mothers to fight rhesus disease, which occurs when the mother has rhesus negative blood and the baby has rhesus positive blood. The condition can be very serious. The mother's blood can attack the baby, as potentially causing brain damage or even death. And Harrison has become a national hero, receiving the prestigious Medal of the Order of Australia.
2.4 million babies is 10% of Australia's population.
Amazing.
Yeah. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. High gas prices won't keep millions of Americans from traveling this Memorial Day, and a surprise from their daughters has these parents crying tears of joy.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.